not the same anymore.
With help
no.
from heaven. Probably we're not saying enough thanks. We have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asking permission from the Rav Naftali Linder. We have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that as long as we're going to keep on whining, He's going to provide us troubles that we won't be lack of reasons to cry, to whine. We explained it and we're going to explain it again, that the main reason and the only reason that because of it we are in exile, it's only lack of faith, lack of wisdom. Because the reason that people are whining because of lack of wisdom, lack of faith. The ones that have faith doesn't have no reason to cry. The whine. Why he would cry? What that goes on? It's what that Hashem wants that it happened. And whatever Hashem wants, I want it also. On what we have to cry, we just need to say thank you. But unfortunately, we still lack of a lot of faith. We need to remember that carefully, that the Hamas, it's only a stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also if they will kill all of the Arabs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be punished with others. He can bring the Chinese. Chas Shalom. In that moment, we should just, in the moment that we can understand that it's just a stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to make that stick to become to be something that you can lean on, something that you can count on. But when we're going to be confused to think it's them, that we need to listen to the news, you listen that yesterday another few soldiers died, unfortunately they came out from another tunnel. It's horrible, it's a very hard war. Who knows how many more tunnels they have? 10 years they're digging. 10 years. It's not a work of 2 or 3 days. 20 feet underground, 20 meters underground. Hashem gonna help us. That people will not gonna feel that they're digging. They're doing it 20 meters underground. We cannot understand. We don't understand what they've done. A very hard work, war. Very hard. All of the wars that we had were a few days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. Now so many days. It's been lengthening and lengthening. Don't see the end of it. This is why, unfortunately, we are in a horrible exile, the exile of the soul. That also the ones that have been called learners of Torah, they don't have no brain and no heart, no wisdom and nothing. Heart for sure no one have, none of them have, to feel the trouble of Am Yisrael, the sorrow. A man supposed to feel the trouble of an individual, and even more so on a public. So many dead people and wounded people, not only dead. Huge amounts of people, families that are suffering. And us, Baruch Hashem, we have air condition, cup of coffee. What is bad in our life? We need to strengthen ourselves. Strengthen ourselves also in Limud HaTorah, like that we learn that is defending the soldiers of Am Yisrael, to hold prayers and distribution in Mesirut Nefesh, to put everything, not to think on no vacation, no vacation, not to think on no vacation. On Yosef HaTzadik it's written that the world was in sorrow. Rashi is writing that. Even that the people that were suffering, they were non-Jews, the world was in sorrow. You can think about vacations, trips, between the times. Then in the time of Gush Katif, I didn't hear who he said. One of the rabbis, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Ze'ev, he said, what? Rabbi Ovadia Yosef said not to do Ben Azmanim, and people made Ben Azmanim. And if people wouldn't do Ben Azmanim, maybe they wouldn't give back Gush Katif, who knows? Now you have time for vacations. In which hell they are at, the ones that are learning Torah, they want already to go to a vacation. It's hell, it's a disgrace. For what you need vacation? From what? Righteous people that had that married, they would say, also in the world to come, give us a stand there. And Gemara, and this is it. This is what we want. The world to come. What you want to have? You need a vacation. What are you saying? This is the exile. This is the real exile. If the ones that are learning Torah, that they are learning Torah, they need between the times vacation. This is something. They are fighting, they are dying, they are stupid, right? The ones that are in the south, also stupid people. Why they live over there? We are Baruch Hashem, normal people. What do we care about the stupid people? How are we going to accept those nonsense? We're going to explain those nonsense. So let's really strengthen ourselves a little bit, to wake up a little bit, to wake up, to wake up. It's fear. I say fachat, frightening. Hashem is going to forgive us, oy va'avoy to us. I don't want to say Hashem Yitzvarach, he sees that his children are suffering so much. His children are suffering and dying and being wounded, being hurt. And what are you doing? You need to believe in a complete faith. That if you sit and learn, it helps. And sit and learn. And do your share and tell yourself, I'm doing my share. Like we learned already, we're going to say it again, that by the power of the Torah, power of prayer, saying Tehillim, doing it, Bodeduyot, distribution, all to the merit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're trying to take your part. We need to believe in a complete faith to know that this is the main thing. This is the main thing. Do we live by the rules of nature? Chas v'shalom. All of our reality is not by the rules of nature. So this is why, really, those are very hard days. 9 days. There are a lot of families that are crying. I heard a woman that was crying. I passed close to an open radio. I heard one of the families, a woman that was crying on the radio, a woman that was crying and crying and crying. They interviewed her. I remembered. A lot of people are crying. Let's strengthen ourselves. Rabbeinu is writing here on the crying. The verse Bereshit in front of the eyes of all of Am Yisrael. It's the first verse of the Chumash and last verse of the Chumash. So really, Rabbeinu is writing that there are clouds that are covering the eyes. There are clouds that are covering the eyes. Those are clouds because this is the righteous people that saw from one side to the other of the world. They saw everything, and everyone got an eyes that can see the future. Then the Torah, there is everything. But there are clouds that are covering the eyes. So a man cannot see nothing. Only see his selfish being. He's putting himself in front of his eyes always. Who are those clouds? It's the large Romi and the tiny Romi. Two kinds of arrogant. One kind of arrogant, that I am. And arrogant that I'm not worthy nothing, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. Also arrogant. Or I am, or I am yes, or I am no. Both of them are lies. Those are the clouds that are covering. He cannot see Hashem at all. In every situation he sees himself. I succeeded, I failed, I'm not worthy, it doesn't go good for me, I'm evil, all kinds of nonsense, arrogant. It's also arrogant to say I'm not worthy, I'm nothing, I'm stupid. It's also arrogant. Why, there is someone that worth something? Only Hashem worth. So what does it matter? Hashem is close to you. Where are you? Hashem is close to you. What if you're looking for Hashem Yitbarach? There is no tall and there is no low, there is no higher, there is no lower. Look for Hashem. Here is Hashem in front of you. What are you looking for? Yourself? To say, I am like this, I'm like that? On that, Rabbeinu is bringing. Where is it coming from, that arrogant? From whinings. On that it's written that the clouds came back after the rain. It's the power of eyesight that is going after a man is crying. You can see here what that we said. You cried for no reason. That is that whining. Those tears, that crying, from that a man is losing his eyesight, power of seeing. vision, losing his vision, losing the light of his eyes. That by whining, the light of the eyes is going away. So on that person, those two husks are covering his eyes, both of his eyes. Because those two husks are covering the eyes of that person. So now it's been understood. Now we can understand. This is why the main effort is thanks, praises, that is the opposite from whining. It adds light to the eyes, give you power to sit, dancing, praising, singing. It adds more power to your eyes, and all of the husks are running away from your eyes. You can see Hashem eye to eye in songs, in praises. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, thank you. Thank you that I'm suffering, that it's hard for me, not going like I want it to be. Thank you. Thank you that it's heavy for me. Thank you that I didn't woke up. Thank you that I woke up late. Everyone with what it is going through. This is what, if you want Hashem, I want it also. Whatever I'm going through, it's your will. And whatever you want, I want also. This is what it means, that a person wants, sees only Hashem. He doesn't see himself. All of the chasing after yourself and blaming yourself, it's because you cannot see Hashem. You think, me, I am. For me, it wasn't going like I wanted. You don't understand it. That every day a man should pray to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, give me that merit to have a complete faith, that everything that I'm going through, I'm just going to see you, and on everything I'm going to tell you thank you. Before, I'm going to understand. Because if a person is going to be able to understand, he doesn't need to believe. What you need to believe? You don't need to believe, you can understand. Why you need to believe also when you don't understand? This is the place of the faith. We don't understand and we believe. You don't understand how it can be that it's good, but you believe. The faith is not moving nowhere. First of all, you believe. Whatever happens to you, you believe. Whatever happens, whatever. Nachum Ish Gamzu came, he brought sand and stones and strokes into the Caesar. They looked at him. And the Caesar said, I'm going to kill all of the Jews. What, are you laughing at me? So what Nachum Ish Gamzu said, all right, all for the good. Why he wasn't confused? Because he saw only Hashem. If Hashem wants to kill all of the Jews, so this is what Hashem wants. Whatever Hashem wants is good. And if Hashem doesn't want, that Caesar can talk however, how much he wants, and nothing going to happen. He wasn't confused at all. Oh, because of me, they're going to kill the Jews. No. He can say whatever he wants. Whatever Hashem wants, it's good. He's not blaming himself. He wasn't be confused at all. He just sees that everything is good. How it can be that it's good? He's saying that he's going to go and kill all of the Jews. Is it good to kill the Jews? I don't understand, I just believe. Even if they're going to say something so horrible, I don't understand. I believe. The Holocaust, we are sorry that there was Holocaust. Hashem done, we don't understand, it's good. We don't understand, right? We don't understand, we believe. If we could understand, so what you need to believe for? This is why, this is the point that a man always have to pray on it. And the main difficulty of a man is with his wife. Needs to believe that he's not allowed to say no bad comments. And not even to say his opinion in the house. Just to pray. Because to say bad comments, it's kochi v'otzem yadi. To say your opinion, it's kochi v'otzem yadi. To think you have certain power. Whatever Hashem wants to lead her like that, I'm canceling myself to Hashem. You want Hashem to change, gonna lead her differently? Pray on it. If Hashem will want, he's gonna lead her differently. If he will not gonna want, this is what that Hashem wants. So what do you want? You don't have no reason to say no bad comments. You don't understand the book Garden of Peace. You think that in the book Garden of Peace I'm saying to the person, cancel yourself to your wife. What it means, cancel yourself to your wife? What's your wife? She is a reality at all? Is she exist at all? All of the time we talked about faith. What's a mirror? A mirror of Hashem, showing Hashem. What's a speaker? Speaker of Hashem. You need to talk to your wife? You're not talking to your wife. You're canceling yourself to your wife. What, she is the righteous man of the generation? No, you're canceling yourself to Hashem. You want to change? Pray. If Hashem will want, he's going to listen to your prayer and going to change your wife. And if Hashem will not, going to want, you need to cancel yourself to what that Hashem wants. There is no opinions. Not allowed to say opinions in the house. Your opinion you're not allowed to say. It's a kfirah. Don't say nothing. Pray. Hashem made it like that, that a man has to learn faith in his house, or else he doesn't have shalom bayit. Hashem made it. Huge favor for us. Something, the biggest, huge, gigantic favor, that a man has to live in faith. Have to. No, he doesn't have peace in his house. Maybe he sees fire, his wife, she's afraid of him. He's shouting, what she can do? Poor woman. So she's quiet. It's not peace in the house. Just a woman that she's suffering. What she can do? She lives with a bully in her house and she doesn't have nothing to do. What she can do? This is what the father of the Chida is saying. That the woman, she's a mirror of the husband. And if you see that there are wicked people, criminals, that the wives are canceling for the, to them, it's only because their wives are afraid of them. Not because that they got peace in the houses, that he came to humility, that he's canceling himself to Hashem, so his wife is canceling to him. He's a bully. And he's got beard and two side curls, but still he's a bully. With the beard and the side curls. There are a lot of bullies like those. Faith. Only faith. 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 In Shabbos I told you that. That it's been revealed to me. Another point on the faith that I told you. We're talking on faith and we don't understand how much we need to pray on that. We don't understand. I couldn't understand it. Why a person that is afraid from Ayin Hara doesn't have faith. What's the connection? Why people are afraid from Ayin Hara? There is nothing except of Hashem, right? A man, if he's afraid from Ayin Hara, it can hurt him. If he's not afraid from Ayin Hara, it cannot hurt him. What's the wisdom of all of that? So Hashem gave me that wisdom in Shabbos to understand. The one that gives wisdom illuminates another point of faith that we were lack of. That a man, he knows that whatever he's got belongs to Hashem. So he's not afraid from bad eye. On who are they going to do a bad eye? On me? Nothing belongs to me. They're going to do a bad eye on Hashem. What are they going to do? I'm not afraid from Ayin Hara, from bad eye. What do I have that belongs to me? Wealth, huge wealth. It belongs to Hashem. So what, they want to do bad eye on Hashem? Then they will do. Nothing going to happen. Whatever. A man afraid from bad eye because he's arrogant. He thinks me. So he's afraid. So he's been chased by himself. The sickness of Rabbeinu is saying that the punishment of that sickness of chasing after yourself, it's Lashon Hara. A man is afraid that people are going to damage him, so he's going and talking Lashon Hara on them. Anxieties that he's got and he's going and talking. It's all midah keneged midah. It's all lack of faith. Bad eye. Rabbeinu is explaining. So the one that gives wisdom gave me that understanding in Shabbos. If you wouldn't be arrogant and you would know that you're zero, whatever you have, it belongs to Hashem, from Hashem. So on who are they going to make a bad eye? On Hashem? Someone can do a bad eye on Hashem? Someone can damage Hashem? You think that it's you? You achieved something. So now you're afraid that what that you achieved with your hand, someone gonna put his hand on it. Someone gonna look with a bad eye on it. So you're afraid of bad eye. So it's damaging you because you live in lack of faith. All of this world is only faith. Or faith or hell. All of the world is only faith. Now when a man is doing bad eye on someone else, if you would believe that everything the other one have, it's because Hashem wants, you wouldn't feel no bad because of that. You would feel bad on something that Hashem gave to someone. This is what Hashem wants. A man got a bad eye, also that we learn. But the ones that have a bad eye, he's hitting himself with that bad eye. It means that he lives without faith. Why you have a bad eye on someone? You need to be happy on the success of everyone, a Jew, even if he's a non-Jew. Even for non-Jews, you just need to be happy if they have something, that they're going to succeed with it. You don't have no bad eye, just good eye. So you have a good eye, you have a faith that this is what Hashem wants. And you want that it's good for Hashem that that person is going to have. So for me it's good. Hashem is happy that he's God. So what? I'm not happy in the happiness of Hashem. Hashem is happy that he's God. So for sure I'm going to be happy about it. So I have a good eye. So a bad eye cannot hurt you because you have faith. It's all faith. Whatever you're going to learn in the world, you're going to see that it's all connected to faith. Everything belongs to faith. You need to pray that it's going to illuminate your eyes to see that it's all faith. All faith. A man lives in faith, he lives in heaven in this world. All time that a person lives in heaven, in faith, he lives in heaven. Like we explained now. On that issue, all of what that you said, on whining, that Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand what it means that you were whining and this is why you're going to be punished. You lived without faith, so you're going to keep on living without faith until you're going to have faith. Means do tshuva on the lack of faith and then you're going to be answered. Like Rabbeinu is writing, you should know that the main reason is only for one thing, lack of faith. So this is it. It's not two things. It fits. It's all one. The whining is lack of faith. The thanks and praises is a complete faith. It's all faith. So now, what did you see yourself, me, I am? It's lack of faith. I'm not worthy, I'm not good. It's lack of faith also. Live in faith that there is Hashem in the world, that I believe in a complete faith, that Hashem Yitbarach, He Himself made and do and gonna do all of the actions in the world all alone, praising Him forever. There is nothing except of Him, Yitbarach. So you should see only Hashem. Here Hashem didn't help me. Here Hashem didn't help me because I was asleep. I had desire for sleep. A certain Yetzer Hara. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach. First of all, thank you. First of all, everything is good. Before you understand, don't understand. First of all, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of your heart. And then after a while think, after you believe, you can start thinking what Hashem wants, why Hashem wants. First of all, believe. First of all, thank you. It's good. What it means good? We said, faith is without understanding. Hashem done, it's good. Made it, it's good. After a while, move forward. Rabbeinu is writing, it's the aspect of the sun set in the west. Because from the east, the sun is rising. And in the west, set. So in the west, the light is setting. So this is the aspect of whining. That by it you lose the power of vision, that is the aspect of the light setting. Because west is the letters of the verse Rachel is crying on her children. Like that it's written in the handwrites of the Arizal, because the Shekhinah is in the west. And the Shekhinah is crying and whining. So called. Like Rachel, that she is crying on her children and refusing to stop on her children that they are not there. She is crying on the troubles of Am Israel, that they are being spread between the non-Jews and they're not in their place. It can be also in their place in Eretz Israel. Here they're not, here in Jerusalem. And also in their place, like I told you a few times, that a man is not in his own place, the spiritual place. Or that he's arrogant. Or that he's something. Or that he's in arrogant, that he doesn't worth nothing. He's not at his real place. That really, he's got a divine soul with an endless powers, and by the will he can achieve everything. And also he knows that everything belongs to Hashem. This is the place. So when you're in your place, when they are not in their place, on that the Shekhinah, Holy Shekhinah is crying. The Am Yisrael are not in their place. Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand that that depends in that. When Am Yisrael is going to find their spiritual place, Hashem is going to bring them to their physical place also, to Eretz Israel. It's all one depends on the other. You need to take care of being in your own place. It's in your hands. It's in your powers. Not to live in arrogance and not in depression. Not I am, and not I'm not. Be in your place. You're learning Torah day and night, in Mesirut Nefesh, praying, serving Hashem, with will, with yearning. You have a divine spirit, soul. And it means you have endless powers. All of the powers belong to the Creator. So like the Creator can do whatever he wants, so he can give you all of the powers. This is why David HaMelech said all of the nations, not even one non-Jew, everyone, all of them are going to surround me. I don't have no problem. Why? Because he's going with the powers of Hashem. So what? You need more than one soldier? No, one soldier is enough. David HaMelech alone can handle with all of the non-Jews. Moshiach is going to conquer all of the world without one bullet. He's going with the power of Hashem, praying. Conquers all of the world. Everyone going to be afraid of him. Everyone going to be canceled to him. Everyone going to see that Hashem is with him. So this is why the free choice for you to know your spiritual place, it's your effort. You need to work to find your spiritual place, and Hashem is going to bring you to your physical place. They will not going to be divided and arguing on Am Yisrael. No one's going to say that Eretz Yisrael not belongs to us. Everyone's going to say Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. Everyone's going to say it. Why still? We're not in our place. We are outside spiritually, wandering around spiritually. So also physically, we're not here. Spiritually and physically, it's not in our hands. You can throw away now all of those friends. It's not in our hands. But in our hands, it's to find our spiritual place. This is why the sun is setting in the west, because by whining, the light of vision is going away. That is the aspect of the sun, the light set, the aspect of the western wall, that there the Shekhinah is crying and whining on their children, because in the west over there Rachel is crying on her children, like we learned. This is it. Rabbeinu explained to us all of that issue of whining. And now Rabbeinu is writing, there are certain kinds of light and certain kind of light that comes out of light and light that comes out of fire. When the light that comes out of light is illuminating, so the light that comes out of fire is surrendering. But when the light that comes out of light running away, so then the light that comes out of fire is getting stronger. Pay attention to what Rabbeinu is writing. Listen to what Rabbeinu is writing. Rabbeinu is writing like that. That is against that. When there is power to the light that comes out of light, the light that comes out of fire is turning off. But when there is no power to the light that comes out of light, so the light that comes out of fire is going down. So you see that it all depends in the light that comes out of light, if it's illuminating or not. when the light that comes out of light is illuminating, so your lust and desires are being conquered, going down. Rabbeinu needs to say maybe that when the light that comes out of fire are increasing, are growing. No, he's not saying that. It all depends in the light that comes out of light. If you're working to illuminate, to strengthen yourself spiritually, you don't have no lust, no yetzerara at all. But if you become weaker spiritually, so the lust and desires are being stronger. It's the aspect of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what happened. Am Israel been weaker in the light, and the fire been increased and strong, and burned the temple, the Beit HaMikdash. And it's going generally on all of Am Israel, and privately on everyone. Everyone had his temple, and everyone got that fire in his Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because the light that comes out of light become weaker. The faith, like we spoke, this is the main thing, to know that it's all Hashem, the faith, to pray only on faith. This is what it's written here, that the power of fire is getting stronger. It's the aspect of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, that from heaven Hashem sent fire to burn the house. Only by that, if Am Israel would be strong in the light, the fire couldn't control. And what it means that they become to be weaker in the light, that they fell to whining, because the whining is causing that the light of vision, the power of vision is going down, and he cannot see Hashem because he is a whiner. And because of that, the power of fire is getting stronger. And from heaven he sends the fire. Rabbeinu wrote it in the most simplest way, and clear, and connected to each and every one. Also privately, and also generally to the wide world, all of Am Israel, in the most simplest way. All written very simple. Starts with what? With wine. Because this is what it caused the destruction. And this is what it keep on destroying the world. The whinings. Whining. To go out from that whining. To go with praises and songs. To praise Hashem. To go out from that whining. To go out from that. On everything to say thank you. On everything. On that, this is all of that conversation. Only for that, the one that gives wisdom. This is all of that conversation. This is the light that comes out of light. This large Rome and the small Rome, you don't have it anymore, those husks. And the light of fire is going down. The conclusion of all of what that is spoken until now, to say thank you. Just to say thank you. We're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying thank you to the committee that Hashem, I forced the mountain to cover them, and I forced them to be in that committee, and they're not receiving one shekel on it, and they're investing hours on hours for what? That we gonna have the merit to be like that we should be, that we gonna live in a holy community and pure. We don't want to give the power of fire to enter to this community. I know that 97% of the Avrechim, they are with the committee. I know it. Are happy with what the committee are doing. And there are 3% that they are stuck to their iPhones. They're not disgraced in that. I talked about it several times. And they sign that paper. It's like that we're saying, and they can do whatever they want. And after that, they will come and gonna make us crazy with their problems. They're gonna make us crazy. We can see that, unfortunately. Avrechim that learned here. Unfortunately, I wish that they wouldn't leave. I wish that they would stay. But we see what they're going through, and with their children, where they fell to. The father looks with beard and peot and still the children, Hashem gonna help us all. Why all of that? What do we want? For what we're trying, what do you want to achieve? What's that stupidity? You want this world here? Please go. Don't need to put a lot of effort. You just need to go here, from here to Yafo Street. You don't need to go to Tel Aviv. Buy food. Not going to pay even for a taxi. What do you want? To get crazy? What do you want from your life? Why we need to talk about it again and again? Blessed Hashem. Hashem going to protect Rav Elchanan that is doing so much. And went and go and talked to Rav Yoshua Cohen. And he went to few schools. He didn't like people to tell about him. He went to the best schools in Jerusalem and took their plans of learning and saw himself in the places, in their breaks. If he's going to tell you, you're going to say a lot, Baruch Hashem, and blessed Hashem. He brought all of that information to Rabbi Yoshua Cohen. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen sat and looked and went to test the students and to prepare a new way of learning in the yeshiva, in the school. What do we want? Without a bad eye, they learned 18,000 Mishnayot by heart. 18,000 Mishnayot. Children that know 600 and 700 Mishnayot by heart. Only now, in this round, in this round. Only now, in this test that they had. Blessed Hashem, there was a test of Chatan HaAlacha. I said, I promise you, 70-80% of the Avrechim here would fail in that test, that the children succeed. They prepared questions for them. What do you want? We're trying so much to do things better and better. Support us, help us, strengthen yourself. Even though now you can see the Avrechim are shaking. This Avrech is coming to them, to the committee, and telling them Nazis and those rebuking them. Why? Because they want our community to be a community of Torah. Tell them that we are primitive community. If everyone that wants to stay here with the primitives, he can stay. If you want to be with the progressed ones, go to Street Yafo. We are primitive community. We're from the old generation. What is all of that all about? Asking you, strengthen yourself. Say thank you. You should say thank you. Not that we're looking for thanks, but in your heart, there are Avrechim here that are putting time here. Rav Elchanan, he's got what to do. Really, he's got a lot what to do. And he's putting hours and hours to help our community. More than everyone else. And he's doing it voluntarily. No reward. And obviously only insulting. And he doesn't care, and I don't care that you're going to keep on reviewing, insulting him. It's good for him. But the problem that I have is that you will appreciate what he's doing for you. All of that class is only on appreciation. The people are going to see. What it means to say thank you? To appreciate the good things. If you don't appreciate your friend that is running for you and taking care of you, you think you're going to be able to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Chazal Meforash. Everyone that this accept the good things that his friend is doing for him, he will never going to be able to thank and praise Hashem Yisbarach. Everyone's going to appreciate, to strengthen them, to say, yes, we do want that to happen. We want to listen to you. Everything that you want to do in Kedusha, we want you to do it. Everything that you want to add in purity, we want you to do it. They're asking you to add. Why not? What are we looking for? What are we looking for? What are we looking for? What do you want? What do you want? So this is why I'm asking, really, Mamash, I'm asking all of you. So please, be happy, thank Hashem, appreciate to that committee. But also now, several amounts of parents haven't been accepted because there is that committee. They pushed Rav Natan from the city hall, from a lot of places. A huge rabbi is pushing for a certain family to enter them, but the committee, they doesn't see no one. Baruch Hashem, another few families we had to suffer with them. Now, Baruch Hashem, they've been rejected by the fact that we have that committee. Strengthen yourself in your Avodat Hashem, in learning Torah. Now it's between the times. Someone asked me if to ask place for hotels. No way. As long as we don't see that Am Yisrael still, when they're still in sorrow. So this is why we don't know what if we're going to have between the times or not going to have the vacation. I wish that we will have peace and we're not going to have that break also. People just going to learn Torah. Like now it's a certain kind of punishment to learn Torah. Kind of punishment. Anyway, but everyone going to be a little bit more mature to think we want to learn Torah, we want to serve Hashem, we want that our community going to be pure and holy, wants to strengthen the faith. This is what that we want.
פרימדת הקדימה הרמב"ן מבעתיים שליטה במסר לעם ישראל הודיעו לי שמיים תאריך הגאולה היום התחיל עם ישראל הולך להיגאל תראה לי כמה זמן זה כך הם כאילו אחדו שהתחיל תאריך הגאולה השלמה וזה הצרות אינן מפסיקות רבו אחדו החי והנותן שמחשב את ההסתנות לעלות על הכבס של הגאולה לעצון שנזכי אמן גם בדוד חיים, בבית החיים אנחנו לא אומרים אף פעם זמנים, נכון? אתם יודעים את זה אבל זה ברור שכבר הוא אמר שעכשיו יש לו להתחזק ולקבל מכות זה פשוט 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 לא שלא לקבל מכות, לא שתקבל מכות עושים רק את השם עושים רק את השם עד בר את השם עושים עושים כבר השם ועכשיו נעשה את הרגל עלה כן? אם אדם מתעורר קודם, זה בסוף זמן כי אשמה גמרה על תאמת השם, אני אשר עד לחץ לבודש ובלתן קצת צריך גם להגיד תודה קודם כל אומרים תודה לא משנה מה אני תגיד תודה בכל הלב אחר כך תחפש לעשות תשובה ולהתפלל אתה תפיע לעשות תשובה ולהתפלל אני לא תגיד תודה, אתה סתם, אני משנה עליך
אברהם אהרון, ישראל פרטוש, נתן יושב ברחמו, סניר תרבי, תרבי שלום הצייד, אשר לב ישראל, יש להם פה חמש שלוחים, פה לך 300 שקל. Rabbi Maimon speaking upstairs right now.